Proverbs chapter 27. Don't boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring forth. Well, James talks about that really when he says, say about all that you plan to do, if the Lord wills, we shall do this or do that. It is the way of the flesh to consider that, well, I am master of my life, and yep, I'm going to go here, go there, I got these plans, those plans. But that is really pride. It's very good to keep saying to ourselves and to say it out loud, Lord willing, God willing, I will do this or do that. Because you do not know what a day may bring forth, because you are not the master of everything that goes on in your life. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Wrath is cruel and anger is overwhelming, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, although the kisses of an enemy are profuse. Seems to be saying that in a good relationship, you will openly rebuke your friend. And if you are wise when you are rebuked, you will accept it. A full soul loathes a honeycomb, but to a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man who wanders from his home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, so does earnest counsel from a man's friend. Don't forsake your friend and your father's friend. Don't go to your brother's house on the day of your disaster. Better is a neighbor who is near than a distant brother. I think what he seems to be saying is that if you have a good spiritual relationship with another person, that person is better to you than your natural family. Mm. It's all rather looking forward to how, under the new covenant, Jesus is going to say that really we have got to love him more than our natural family. And he came to create a new family, a new way of family, whereby your brother or sister in Christ, with whom you're going to live forever, who loves God and loves Jesus as you do, is closer to you than your natural family who don't believe. Now, in the East, as in many parts of the world today, family was absolutely everything. And this idea of a new approach to family life, whereby your spiritual brother is closer to you than your natural brother, if your natural brother isn't a believer, this was not what they wanted to hear. And it's very difficult for folks who don't have other believers in their family. And if you do have other believers in your family, you're very blessed. But don't forget those who don't, and allow them to be your true brother and sister. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer my tormentor. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. Some people only want to see what's immediately in front of them. They don't want to take any longer-term view of life, and that's why people like to shrug off the idea of Judgment Day and the possibility of living in God's kingdom, because they just want everything now. We live in a world, as never before, where everything's got to be instant. I want an answer popping out of my screen immediately. But this is not the way of faith and the way of spirituality. Take his garment when he puts up collateral for a stranger. Hold it for a wayward woman. He who blesses his neighbor with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse by him. A continual dropping on a rainy day and a contentious wife are alike. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or like grasping oil in his right hand. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens his friend's countenance. Again, the idea is that choose your friends wisely, because iron should sharpen iron, that in your friendship you make each other stronger. Whoever tends the fig tree will eat its fruit. He who looks after his master will be honored. As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. Sheol and Abaddon, these are names for the grave, death, are never satisfied, and a man's eyes are never satisfied. Well, Solomon who wrote Proverbs, he unfortunately was an example of that. He wanted this, he wanted that, and he says in Ecclesiastes, in his autobiography, I did not deny my eyes whatever I wanted. He ended up with 1,000 wives. He took whatever woman he fancied. He got into building projects. He got into agriculture, making gardens and parks, having huge numbers of horses. Whatever it was, he did, but he was not satisfied. And that is what people don't get. They may spend all their life trying to get that dream house, that dream car, that relationship. Oh, no, not her. I want her. Oh, no, not her. Now I want her. And it never satisfies. And the way of the flesh will not satisfy if we just follow the desire of our eyes. The crucible is for silver and the furnace for gold, but man is tested by his praise. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with grain, yet his foolishness will not be removed from him. Some people suffer all sorts of awful things, but they never get it. They never learn. That's why we've got to be humble and be open to being taught by our experiences. Know well the state of your flocks. Pay attention to your herds, for riches aren't forever. Nor does even the crown endure to all generations. The hay is removed, the new growth appears, the grasses of the hills are gathered in. It's as if he's saying that, look, nature goes round in a kind of cycle, and that's what happens with wealth, it's what happens with inheritance, even with the crown, with the royal families. It all sort of goes around. Whereas, by implication, the only ultimate thing to set your heart on is that which is eternal, which is not in this life, but in the kingdom which is to come.